The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Your favorite cereal just went on a diet. Automatic will tell us more about it. Inside Food News, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Obviously, the biggest hashtag, whether you look at Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter, is the fatal shooting of a Minnesota woman by ICE that happened a couple of days ago now. Right now, there are conflicting stories coming out. I want to wait to see what happens, but the only thing I wanted to say is how badly I feel about, or for the family of this woman, because her children no longer have a mother, and no matter which side of the aisle you're on, that's all I could think about for the past couple of days, is that the babies, the children she has, will never have their mother again. And so something has to be done. This violence cannot be promoted and cheered on. It's just not okay. And so we'll wait, right? We'll wait to see what happens when we get more information out of Minnesota and also the Department of Justice, obviously. Otto, what do you have for food news?
Ghost Protein, which is a lifestyle nutrition brand.
I've seen that.
They have energy drinks. They have.
Yeah, I see them on Instagram and TikTok all the time.
Yeah. So they teamed up with Lucky Charms for a, air quote, healthy cereal. It's a protein-packed cereal.
Maybe it's good for you.
It's got a lot of protein in it, 17 grams per serving.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Lucky Charms really needed a rebrand. It's kind of like, they haven't done too much.
I just don't eat a lot of cereal anymore.
I love cereal.
Because it's so bad for us, but I love it too. I treat myself with it once in a while.
Well, maybe this is an option here for a healthy cereal alternative right now.
And I have a little hack. I take the Carmel rice cakes, break them up, put them into a bowl of the Fairlife milk, which is better for Otto because the lactose and everything else, it's a good milk. And then you put your sweetener of choice. I choose one that has like natural stevia. Tastes like Pops cereal.
Pops.
Pops, like the Pops cereal, Kellogg's.
That's what we're striving for?
I like Pops. If you'd have told me,
no, dude, if you'd have said, hey, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'd have been all in. But Pops.
Is that your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Cinnamon Toast Crunch is best cereal out there, period.
Okay. I like Kix too.
Oh.
You know Kix? Kix, they're good.
Ew. You got grandma brand. That's what you like.
That's just like a
nobody under 80 likes Kix.
I like shredded wheat too. Oh. What? What you gonna do about it?
I mean, I kinda like Raisin Bran.
So. I know you do. My dad had a Raisin Bran at the house. I see Otto eyeing it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so Wicked for Good has made so much money. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for those who didn't know.
We saw Cynthia at the Macy's Day Parade, which she did a really great job.
That was absolutely amazing.
I say Cynthia like we're like on a first-name basis.
Yeah, she played Alphaba. We do have a caller, line two, Tiffany in the Woodlands. So, hi, Tiffany. Welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I listen to you guys every day. This is awesome.
Did you watch Wicked for Good? No spoilers or anything, which I already know what happens. But did you watch it, and what did you think?
Yes, I watched it. I would give it like 1,000 out of 1,000.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Is the music as good as the first one?
Yeah, I would have to say it's a little better, to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now you make me really want to watch it. Don't you feel like this
is
a classic?
I'm already planning on seeing it again.
Oh, Otto, you have to. I have chills. Tiffany, I have chills because you're talking about it in that way. Like,
the other
I can
night,
feel
we,
you.
We played the trailer at the game and we gave away tickets. And I played part of Elevating One, or what is it? The
Gravity?
Gravity. I played part of it, and somebody tweeted me to never, ever play that kind of thing at a sport
game. Oh,
you're kidding. I was like, we're giving away the tickets.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. You should have played it again. Yeah, like, that's a classic movie. To me, The Wizard of Oz is something, right, that I've watched my entire life, my kids watch, all of that. Wicked is the same thing. My mom got to see it, and she said to me, oh my gosh, this might be one of the greatest films ever. It reminded her of, like, an old classic, something you're going to have to show your children, their children, so on and so on.
It definitely changed Ariana Grande's career.
Yes.
She's a now forever star.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I agree, because, like, that movie has to be the biggest. The Wicked 2 has to be the biggest musical debut in the history of cinema, right? Because that's, like, that's crazy.
I think it has to be. I know it beat Wicked 1, right? Wicked for Good.
Actually, no, the only thing that really matters is that Tiffany gave it 1,000 out of 1,000.
That's insane.
I've never even heard of a scale. on 1,000 to 1,000. So you are the right person to be reviewing this movie. So that is good.
Tiffany, I'm so glad you called to share that because I want Otto to take me out on like a little like a date.
I have to take her because she let me get my movie this weekend. I watched, we bought The Age of Disclosure, which was about the U.S. government's involvement with UFOs and like their acknowledgement of UFOs. They basically
it's
said,
UAPs.
Doesn't sound like something girlfriends or wife.
It wasn't.
Like. Yeah,
oh, you loved
so.
It. Don't lie.
What am I going to do, Otto? What choice do I have? If Tiffany was with me, we could have gone to the movies.
Tiffany
but
would
I
probably,
was
Tiffany would probably give that like a 200 out of 1,000.
Oh my God. We could have had a great time, Dana. We could have got a drink and just hung out.
Exactly.
And had a good time.
We could have chilled in
or
one of the chairs.
You could have watched The Age of Disclosure with me at my house.
It was so good, we all fell asleep.
Oh no.
Anyway, we watched it twice.
I know we did. We watched it. Tiffany, I love you so much. Please call back anytime. Don't hang up. I want to get your number. I'm going to put you on the DCS VIP call list. Don't hang up. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Jesus loves you guys.
Oh,
have a blessed day.
Loves you too. Danae, I know you've been holding for a while. Okay, you've seen Wicked for good. Is it as good as Wicked 1? What are you rating it?
I saw it with my girls who are diehard fans. It was really good. I wouldn't give it 1,000 out of 1,000, but we preferred the first movie to the second. But it was really, really good. It's just I would still have given it maybe a 6 or 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Don't shift the scale. We need the scale of 1,000. Out of 1,000, would you give it like a 600 out of 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. It was still really good. It was good. It was just, I preferred the classic, the Wicked first movie, which just, to me, was my 1,000 out of 1,000. Like,
okay.
I don't even like theater. And like singing in movies, I don't care for. But the singing in the first movie to me was like, you can't beat Gravity. The song was iconic.
Danae, so, when you said it, I got chills just saying the word. Yes.
I know, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I love the actors. The actors were amazing. I will say that. No spoilers. Just the acting was still 10 out of 10.
Is like, Jeff Goldblum's the lead for this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's the wizard.
Yeah, he's still the wizard. What, Jurassic Park? That's what I know him from.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's how most people know him. Now, I have to ask you something, and no spoilers, so I won't say who, but there's a love scene that a lot of people are talking about and weren't happy with. They had, I don't know if this is true or not. Mom said they had to get, we won't say who the love scene was, okay? Because I don't want to do any spoilers. That they had to get up and leave with their children. Danae, was it that bad? Do you think it was that crazy?
No, it was not bad. It's not bad. I mean, maybe they're just a little more sensitive, but no. I've seen, you know, the stuff you see in kids' shows. Doesn't show anything. It's
okay,
very
perfect.
Well done. Very tasteful, very classy.
You know how the internet is. The internet goes crazy,
yeah.
Danae, you know, so.
No, girl.
Okay.
No, it's not scary. It's not gross. It was fine, although my girls did say, like, oh, I'm not so sure about that. But they're older. They're 10 and 15.
Okay.
So
it sparked a memory. Anytime I was watching a movie with my parents and it was like an adult scene, my mom would say, Anthony, it's time to tie your shoes now.
I love that.
Yeah, then I would bend down and tie my shoes. So
my mom used to make us cover our eyes.
Oh, cover your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes. Oh my gosh, Danae, this weekend, I can't remember what we watched with our daughter, Ava Maddock, but she said, oh, I'm getting up now. I cannot be here for this. And it was just like a kissing scene. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Girl, every kid, when the parents kiss, ew, gross. Like, my kids say, ew, gross every time my husband and I kiss, so whatever.
You know what, they
I know, Ava's 18, and she's still grossed out by his kissing.
I know. I'm like, come on, girl. If only they knew what we were doing. Anyway, Danae, we'll keep that to ourselves.
Yes.
Don't
see it, though.
This is the beauty of growing up in a divorced home.
We are. Oh, Anthony, that's horrible. Danae, don't hang up. We're putting you on the DCS VIP call list. Hold on.
Okay.
What's the last movie that you saw that you absolutely loved that you could recommend for Autumn to take me on a date night? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So Andy Grosser and his father, Timothy Grosser, raised cattle in Kentucky, and they were offered $8 million to sell their land to an AI company, and they said no.
They said no.
Now, let me play an excerpt of an interview that Now This did with them, with Dr. Grosser, and then we'll talk about it.
The market value for farmland here is about $7,500 an acre, which would make the Grosser's land worth about $2 million. The company's first offer was twice that, $4 million. Then the offer doubled again, more than $8 million. finally, the company asked Dr. Grosser to name his price.
So why don't you say $30 million, $50
million? Money can't buy happiness.
It can buy a lot, though.
Well, it can't buy that.
Values, morals. He said, I'm not doing it. Now, I thought, what, he doesn't want to give his land up? No, these AI places, they take so much energy and water.
Yeah, it's crazy amount of water. So I was looking it up. A large AI data center uses 1 to 5 million gallons of water per day, which is basically a small city. The Google data centers use 5,500 gallons a day. A small data center uses about 18,000 gallons a day. Just to even use your chatbot.
That's how much my daughter uses when she showers. About 18,000 gallons a day.
I thought this was really, really interesting. Just to even use a chatbot. When you're talking back and forth with a chatbot, it's a bottle of water.
No.
Yeah. For just 20 questions.
You know, this is what I'm saying. Like, I commend this man so much. And I was joking earlier. I said, I'd take that $8 million. You know, he's right. What is happiness? Just having that money and no water? One day you're going to get thirsty. And he raises cattle, which in turn is what we eat.
I don't know. With $8 million, you can move somewhere else where they have plenty of water.
Not eventually. It runs out. We do not have an endless supply of resources on this planet.
It's the most of the planet. We do have almost an endless supply.
If I was in a position to deny $8 million, then I think I could stand on a moral high ground. Yeah. But right now, if somebody's like, hey, dude, we'll buy your studio apartment to farm
some AI chatbots or whatever.
Yes, dude, I would definitely do that. I'm also very pro AI and pro robot assistance as we go forward, though.
I think we're going to have to be, but if you look at movies about the future, it's very dark and desolate, and we're looking for other places to live. Most times, everything we see when we look back at what we looked, you know, from Star Trek to some of the cartoons. What was the cartoon that they had Rosie?
Jetsons.
The Jetsons. These things come to pass, right? I'm being silly, but I'm kind of scared because in all the future, the movies about the future from Avatar, the new one just came out. It's always us looking for a new place to live because we ruined this one. You know, it's like that. I'm all but pro Dana, that, but I'm pro water.
Don't even use a dishwasher. So like, I feel like you're like against a lot of the technology advances that we're going forward here.
No. The dishwasher wash the dishes right.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
That's where your robot beef first started, all right, with the dishwasher.
If I had Rosie, she'd be able to wash the dishes right, see?
So I was watching some stuff about CES right now. CES is where they launch all the new products.
All the new tech products, Legos has a new tech product. Your kids will be able to play with interactive Legos.
Well, there's a new robot that's coming, and really? It's very human-like, and they're going to be able to charge themselves.
Where my life's at right now, too, I think I'd rather have, I might have a kid before I have a marriage. So if I could have like a little half cyborg AI baby and it's just me and my cyborg wife, that's a little Terminator.
A little Terminator.
That's beautiful, dude.
But in China, there is a new robot that'll carry the baby.
See, we're on the way.
I'm on the way.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.